You are listening to Hope for Women with Father Wounds, Episode 10, Setting Boundaries Without Guilt. I am your host, Kia Stevens. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but an emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. When you think of the word father, what comes to mind? Laughter, good times, safety, or none of the above? As much as we may desire our fathers to be the people we long to be around the most, the difficult truth is sometimes this is not the case. Sometimes a father may be difficult and uncomfortable to be around. Although we share the same bloodline, this doesn't mean we automatically have amazing relationships. The reality is fathers are human beings just like us, and human beings are flawed. Consequently, there is a direct correlation between the health of our father-daughter relationships and the emotional and spiritual maturity of the people in those relationships. This is why we may have relationships with our fathers that are hurtful and challenging. When this is the case, we should consider establishing healthy boundaries. Taking this proactive stance helps us to decide in advance how we will respond to the hurtful behavior and words of our fathers. By setting boundaries, we choose to be in control of the only thing we can attempt to be in control of, us. Create heart boundaries. In Proverbs 4 and 23, Solomon tells us, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Guarding requires taking an active posture to intentionally protect something or someone. When protecting something tangible, like a house or a child, this concept seems easy to grasp. But how can we protect our hearts? When words, jokes, and comments suddenly make a beeline for our souls, what are we supposed to do? How do we keep them from lodging themselves in our hearts? We can find guidance in the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs 4, 5 through 6, it says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you." We must become wise as it relates to our fathers. We should know and understand the why behind their behaviors. We should evaluate emotional and spiritual maturity. We should ask ourselves whether they are being influenced by an outside substance. What are their personality types? Do they have unhealed hurts themselves? When we begin to answer these questions, we will be able to make informed decisions regarding how to guard our hearts around them. This may require that we read books, develop an arsenal of scriptures to meditate on and memorize, politely excuse ourselves from certain conversations, and in some cases, have an honest conversation with our dad. There is no blanket prescription that covers all possible scenarios. When it comes to guarding our hearts, it requires a moment-by-moment dependent on God for wisdom, guidance, and His leading. The benefit we have as believers is that we can commune with God before, during, and after spending time with our dads in order to access God's grace, power, and presence. Create communication boundaries. Even though we may want to share all the details of our lives with our fathers, it simply may not be the wisest thing to do. He may not have the emotional or mental capacity to handle the information we share with him. Intimate details of our lives should only be shared with people who have a proven track record of keeping secrets, providing wise, godly counsel, and consistently having our best interest in mind. In Proverbs 10 and 14, it says, "The wise lay up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool brings ruin near." Here Solomon warns us that we can bring about our own ruin by talking too freely. Although creating communication boundaries may be a complicated practice to implement, in some cases, it should not be avoided. Create time boundaries. Creating healthy boundaries may also impact the amount of time we spend with our fathers. We may determine that we can only spend a few hours with a particular person. By paying attention to our behavior, we can begin to see what time boundaries should be in place. tension, anxiety, and anger may be internal signs that we need to limit the time spent with our fathers. This does not mean we do not love the individuals. It simply means we are prioritizing our mental and emotional well-being. In Psalms 90:12, Moses prayed, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." We need God to know how to best spend our time and with whom to spend it with.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Create financial boundaries. There may be times when our fathers ask us for money. Naturally, there is a desire in us to help family members in need, but it may not be the wise thing to do. We might even make the situation worse if we are always ready to bail our dad out of a problem every time it arises. If an individual has a substance abuse problem or difficulty managing their finances, jumping in to give them money might prevent them from experiencing the repercussions of their actions. This might be the very thing that helps them improve in the area of money management. This, too, is something discovered over time, and it requires tremendous prayer and wise counsel. We must determine in advance what we do and do not feel comfortable giving financially. We can do this by examining the track record of our father. What has he done with previous resources given to him? Did he use the resources wisely or did he waste them? If he wastes the previous resources, this might mean we need to implement a boundary in what we will be able to give him in the future. Creating healthy boundaries with our fathers is not an easy task, but it is a necessary one. Rely on God, asking for His direction as you create boundaries. Creating any type of boundary may be difficult. A boundary, however, is not an ended relationship. It is simply a predetermined limit that decides in advance what we will and will not accept from other people. Boundaries may appear to be selfish or unloving, but Jesus modeled the practice of creating healthy boundaries throughout his life. Often, after times of ministering to the crowd, he pulled away to be alone with God. This is illustrated in the account of the miracle of the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. After Jesus fed 5,000 men and an unknown number of women and children, he retreated alone. In Matthew 14:22-23, it says, "Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray." Jesus recognized his limitations as both God and man, and he pulled away to prioritize his physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual needs by spending time with his Father. It is very probable that had Jesus elected to stay with the people, they would have requested more and more from him. Knowing this, he sent the disciples away and he retreated to a mountainside alone. Jesus knew his boundaries, and that did not make him unkind or selfish. He wasn't pressured to give beyond his physical limitations, and neither should we. When we struggle to create healthy boundaries with our fathers, we can reflect on the gift of Christ's example for all of us. Whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't even know who your father is, sis, there is hope for you. Hope to be healed. Hope to be secure. Hope to be free. completely free. Hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with father wounds. This was episode 10 of Hope for Women with Father Wounds. I am your host, Kia Stevens. This completes season 1 of Hope for Women with Father Wounds. For more information and resources, please visit the Father Swap blog at www.fatherswap.com.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review so that more listeners can find us. You can learn more about Kia Stevens and her ministry, The Father Swap, by visiting kiastevens.com and fatherswap.com. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, just head over to lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.